Power-hungry big-screen TVs could soon be banned from store shelves in California. State regulators today adopted a first-in-the-nation mandate to reduce electricity demand. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Los Angeles.
The new Pure Vision plasma display.
They look good, but California energy regulators say many flat-screen TVs use way too much power. Some use more than a refrigerator.
Californians deserve to have TVs that have a reasonably good energy efficiency performance.
So under new guidelines, in the next 2 years, manufacturers will have to cut the amount of energy many of their TVs use.
The technology is already here.
TVs Californians currently own won't be affected by the rules. Only new TVs sold in this state after 2011. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Attorney General Eric Holder today defended his decision to try 9/11 suspect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in civilian court. He testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Democrats are expected to make their health care reform bill public tonight.
Senate Leader Harry Reid has called his Democrats together this evening for a closed-door review of his health plan before he makes it public. Sources say the cost will come in under $900 billion and that the plan includes an expansion of the Medicare tax to help pay for providing insurance for those who don't have any.
ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. Asked in China today whether he would read former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue, President Obama said probably not. These folks in Grand Rapids, Michigan, though, they'll be page-turners. Hundreds lined up at the Barnes & Noble to meet Palin as she begins her book tour. This woman was one of them.
She's just real. She's just like me and my buddy sitting at the table talking politics about how we think things should be.
Some waited outside a mall overnight for a spot at the front of the line. Markets Dow down 13 points, NASDAQ down 11. You're listening to ABC News.
My name is Ram, and my tank is full. I am fueled by optimism, driven by passion. A can-do spirit in a get-it-done body. I'm less talk and more action. I play to win, and I don't expect a ribbon for participation. I'm built to reward the people who climb behind my wheel every day. I lead by example. I walk the walk. My name is Ram, and I'm giving Tough a smarter name.
Small business owners are looking for customers. We at Intuit Websites believe the customers are everywhere. Down the street, across town, there could be a customer in Scranton looking for you right now. Get found with your own website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style, edit, and get online as easy as 1, 2, 3. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So instead of spending time looking for customers, have them find you for a change. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
A government watchdog will tomorrow talk about so-called reporting issues in the Obama administration's claims of jobs created because of the economic stimulus package. Meantime, Vice President Joe Biden continues answering questions.
Appearing on The Daily Show, the vice president defended the administration's claims that the stimulus has created or saved more than 600,000 jobs, a claim based on data that's now in question.
What happens is the initial report comes in cold.
Now, nonpartisan congressional investigators say in a report obtained by ABC News, nearly 1 in 10 jobs listed on recovery.gov were created or saved with no money at all, and nearly a billion's been spent without creating any jobs. Biden promises.
We're now going through it.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A group of Republican congresswomen spoke out today against a government task force that recommended less frequent mammograms for women over age 40.
Bottom line, these recommendations are a setback and an example as to why when we debate health care reform, we must have health care reform that is protecting that very important doctor-patient relationship.
Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State. A police officer in a small Arkansas town says he did use a stun gun on an unruly 10-year-old, a girl, after he says her mother gave him permission to do so. Now the town's mayor wants an investigation. Ozark Mayor Vernon McDaniel does say the girl was not hurt when she got what's described as a very brief shock from that stun gun. This is ABC News.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a great interest rate of 1.64% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A Regents Committee has approved a 32% boost in student fees at UC campuses, sending the proposal to the full board for a vote tomorrow. The decision did not come without protests and arrests. Students, faculty, and staff at City College of San Francisco are walking out of class today to protest ongoing cuts to classes. And there were two more cars deliberately set on fire in the East Bay overnight. These two were burned in Richmond. Neighboring cities have seen a string of car fires. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, westbound 24 after the Caldecott Tunnel, there is a big rig in a car and a crash. They're on the shoulder. San Rafael accident, South 101 before the Central San Rafael exit. It's up to you to stop the flu, so cover your nose and mouth whenever you cough or sneeze. To find out more ways to prevent H1N1 from spreading, visit cdph.ca.gov. For the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico in for Lloyd Lindsay Young says it'll be clear and cool tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, and rain on Friday. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
With America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's start with this a little ancient curiosity here. The question, is heart disease, hardening of the artery, you know, the whole shebang of modern inventions, this part and parcel of just contemporary existence? Evidently not here. They took a bunch of mummies, 3,500 years old, and this challenged a longstanding assumption that heart disease, at least to the degree that we have it, is mainly a malady of modern societies. Anyway, long story short, examined the mummies, CAT scans, blah, 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 and they were able to examine the hearts and arteries, or both, in 16 of the mummies. 9 had definitive evidence of atherosclerosis, calcifications. It looked just like your arteries look like when you go to the shopping mall to get one of those scanning deals. Now, of course, they did not have fast food diets, urbanization. Their tobacco habits, there's not much known about it. Sedentary lifestyle. Hey, you're the pharaoh. You don't get up and work every day. Well, they noted that mummies were all members of upper-class Egyptian society. Their diets included a lot of meat from cattle, ducks, and geese. There wasn't refrigeration. Salt was commonly used to preserve meat and fish, and it's possible they had high blood pressure. Obesity, they didn't check for that. Tobacco was not a part of the pharaoh's lifestyle. And you realize, you got to die of something, considering what the lifespan was back then. They probably didn't live long enough. Some of these mummies were above 40. A couple were less than 40 years old. Didn't live long enough to get it. All right, you think Peter went too far? Well, they wanted to do a protest on Capitol Hill to protest how pigs are treated. So they wanted to fill 3,500 buckets with pig waste and pig urine, set the buckets outside the Capitol, and then use big fans to waft the scent across the hill. Now, what do you think happened? U.S. Capitol Police says, pigs, the agency said, have potentially unhealthy effluent and could spread swine flu. Two things that I don't think are helping the situation at all. To say that wafting an odor of pig poo across the Capitol could have an unhealthy effluent, I'm not sure what they're talking about, and spreading swine flu, playing into those fears, anyway, there is a Democratic representative, Bob Etheridge. He's a part-time farmer who raised piglets as a child, and he was upset that the Capitol Police put this advice out that pigs spread swine flu at a time when the pork industry is getting hit a little by people's fears about it. He said, pork products are not only safe, they're also very tasty. Okay, we got to talk again about a new vaccine. There's a vaccine out there called Prevnar. Your kids have gotten it. It's a vaccine against pneumococcal pneumonia, a major killer of kids. The vaccine has been responsible for a 70% decline in pneumococcal disease. And it's given to prevent against 7 strains of this germ, Streptococcus pneumoniae. That cause a range of illnesses, so ear infections, pneumonia, meningitis, etc. But its limitation is it doesn't protect against all 91 strains that cause pneumococcal disease. One strain now targeted, 19A, has become more prevalent since the launch and become resistant to antibiotics. So the next new vaccine, Prevnar, wants to target the same seven strains, but it wants to include 19A. So they're going to have a big meeting. They're going to discuss it, and they're going to vote on questions about the vaccine, which is usually what leads to recommendations whether the agency should approve it or not. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you want to tell anyone this? People just get all worked up about it. And, of course, one of my reasons is the next article, which is pneumonia is killing 5,000 children a day, investing $12 per child. I told you this about a few weeks ago. And, of course, this particular vaccine. This is a significant and a major disease. And I'm a little perplexed and frustrated in addressing the fears and paranoias that people have about vaccines and mounting. And this has been an anti-vaccinationist's dream, this whole hullabaloo about swine flu vaccine, given the fact that, to my knowledge, does anybody know if has there been any side effects, millions and millions and millions of doses, any side effects definitely linked to the vaccine? It's quite remarkable. But just think of those 5,000 children a day that die when you start spouting all this rhetoric. They have the same problem in Britain. Now, remember, it was in Britain, in England, I may need to say that for some of you, that this whole anti-vaccinationist thing got going. It was in Britain where a physician claimed that autism was caused by the MMR vaccine. The work was discredited. The data was faked. It was a big hoax. And yet it lives on. It lives on from that. That's how it got started. And when it comes to swine flu vaccine, it's about half. Doctors say when they offer the vaccine, I guess they have more of it than we do, half of them turn it down. In all the pregnant women we've offered it to, 1 in 20 has agreed. This is one particular family doctor, only 1 in 20 pregnant women. Can you imagine the aftermath of this? Now, by the way, you know, it turns out, I think a lot of people hold this against doctors, and you tell me, that we're not so good at predicting whether an outbreak is going to be huge or minimal. We do the best we can. I wish I could explain to you how complex it is. And it seems like people are using it for an anti-science, an anti-medicine stance in terms of, hey, this outbreak, and I told you this months and months ago, you know, it may turn into be no big deal, but you got to be prepared. Because if it doesn't, you'll scream and holler, how come we weren't prepared? How come there weren't enough of this? And now we're in the situation where we're turning down the vaccine that we would have been screaming about. I would say to you, how come you can't predict who's going to win the basketball game? Come on. You watch 10,000 hours of it, and you can't tell me who's going to win the basketball game? Why? Why can't you tell me? Well, it's complicated because, you know, sometimes a play. Well, you betcha it's complicated. That's the whole deal. If you can't predict something like a basketball game, how do you expect us to 100% predict what a virus is going to do mixing with human and biological populations? It's very, very complicated. We do the best we can. But get the stick out of your butt and give us a break. All right? I'll get to more on that later. We're trying to get rid of polio in Afghanistan. There's four countries where it still exists, and it's quite interesting. They have, if vaccination teams have unfettered access to carry out six immunization rounds, we think we could eliminate it within 6 months. But it's tough getting around there, as you know. There are six campaigns a year. The immunization drives miss between 100,000 to 200,000 children in the south of Afghanistan. And it's interesting. In Pakistan, it's next to impossible. The Pakistanis are just so paranoid. It's equated with what foreigners are doing. And by default, it's bad. It's something against Islam. It makes women sterile. That all started in Nigeria among Nigerian Muslims. But in Afghanistan, the Taliban are more responsive than the Pakistanis. And they're making the vaccination drives more successful. What do you do? Do you work with the Taliban to help innocent children in that region? Or say, to heck with you. Well, we need their cooperation. Just the same with vaccinations here. We need that herd immunity. We need everybody to get on board, so it'll work. Let's see here. Here's an email on the subject, and this guy's nice and he's polite, and I kind of respect that. Some of you go ballistic on me. I don't know where you're coming from. I'll read you one of those in a second. And he's very conflicted about flu vaccination, and he says, I just listened. He just listened to an interview with a doctor. He gives me the link to the interview, and he says he was impressed by the doctor, and he wants me to listen to the interview to see if that'll change my mind. And it's causing me to say something that I have to be careful with because it reflects poorly if you misinterpret what I'm saying upon my own profession. Let it be said, we are simply the most screened, right, and sifted profession on the earth. You jump through major hoops, and yet stuff happens, doesn't it? So because a doctor has MD after his or her name doesn't mean he can't be a quack. There's no such thing as a doctor who likes money. And some of this, taking an alternative viewpoint on a lot of these major health issues, can really help your coffers. You become famous, you feel good about yourself, and a lot of times you don't care. So just because MD is after somebody's name, be careful. Wasn't there an MD recently by the name of Nadal Hassan? Right? Look what he did. So it happens. I would assume and hope less often than in other professions, than among lawyers and politicians and businessmen, etc. But I don't know that to be true. All I'm saying is because you listened to something and you thought, and the doctor sounded convincing, and that doctor stands against 99.9% of other doctors, why do you believe that doctor? I just don't get it. You know, and speaking of Nadal Hassan, and the horrors of that situation, I got a question for you, which we're going to talk about later. Do you think there's anyone who works with you? Look around your office. Is anyone there who works with you that you think is capable of mass violence? Just think about that, and we'll develop that theme a little later on. All right, here's another one. Heart patients in Norway, where, unlike many other countries, foods are not enriched with folic acid. I wonder how why people are not paranoid about it. You know, they put fluoride in the water, but, you know, your grains and all kinds of foods are supplemented with vitamin D, folic acid. We're more likely to die from cancer if they took folic acid and B12 supplements. They found lung cancer rates 25% higher among those who took supplements. Overall cancer deaths and deaths from other causes also higher in the supplement group. Folic acid over a period of more than 3 years may feed the growth of cancers that were too small to detect otherwise and raises new questions. So you can't do that study here because we're all eating folic acid in our food. It's just put there. And this is not the first time we've seen this, and it's starting to concern me, right? They looked at two large trials of people with heart disease who took folic acid and B12 to try to lower homocysteine. 3 years, no benefit, and they continue to follow the patients to see if the supplements had any effect on cancer. And when they combined the findings of more than 7,000 patients, they found that folic acid B12 supplements higher risk of these people dying of cancer, being diagnosed with cancer, dying of any cause. And this is not the first, as I said. There was a study, when was that, in last February, March, suggesting folic acid supplements may raise the risk of prostate cancer. Another study found fortifying foods may raise the risk of colon cancer. So why do we fortify? Well, because folic acid also prevents spinal tube defects, spina bifida, a birth defect. And we see a lot of this stuff about something having good effects and bad effects. And here's another fairly insulting kind of email. And I just don't need the lawyer letters here. And this fella here is like, whoa. Because I said that you're wasting your money taking multiple vitamins if you're looking for general health from it. And, you know, I've quoted all the studies, which this guy doesn't kind of get. And he goes on, yeah, magnesium, we're all deficient. Is that, what a moronic statement, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I people don't eat good food. And he goes on, that you're doing a massive disservice You would, any debate, and this is my favorite part, you would be badly beaten in any debate by an amateur nutritionist, not to speak of professional medical leaders like, and he lists 1, 2, 3, the four biggest quacks out there. The four biggest, why not offer a national, because it's not a national debate. It is not a debate whether the earth is flat or not. And you offer four major, I should not use a word, should I? Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do when I get something like this. It's very, very discouraging. The guy sounds like he's trying to understand it, but just ignore this. Doesn't want to let facts get in the way. Now, as I talked about, we're going to want you to think about whether anyone at where you work, look around, do you think anyone in your office is capable of mass violence? I think you'll be amazed by this report. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
If you take Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it's for a good reason. Your doctor specifically recommended Lipitor after considering your individual medical history and risk factors. Lipitor has a proven track record and is shown to lower bad cholesterol 39 to 60% when diet and exercise are not enough. Average effect depends on dose.
Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect.
While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why, if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com. Call 1-888-LIPITOR or see our ad in Health Magazine.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk with Chris in Toledo. How you doing, Chris in Toledo?
Hey, love your show. Listen online every day. I wanted to ask a question about blood pressure. I was put on blood pressure medications today after one high reading. I have always had good blood pressure. Today I had 152 over 100 and wondered, you know, they never retook it or anything. It was just a tech taking pressure, and they want to put me on a
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a little aggressive. There is no downside to repeating it. What you're looking for, well, let's talk about two things. There are some people who have high blood pressure once in a while, and some people, and you know, it goes up and down, up and down. We call it labile hypertension. And we think eventually most of them will convert to pure hypertension. And that may be the rationale some doctors just start to treat you right away. But there are people who have it only in a doctor's office, white coat hypertension. You must know if you're one of those. So the only thing you're going to be able to do here is to get yourself, you know, go buy yourself a cuff and take a few readings and tell the doctor you only have it at the doctor's office. Well, some doctors say, well, even if you just have it at the doctor's office, it tells me that when you're under stress or tension, that your pressure goes up, and that's labile, and that ought to be treated. And then the other thing is not giving you a chance to treat it yourself. I don't think that's appropriate either. So I agree, and I would go back to your doctor and say, how do you know I'm not a person who just has it at the doctor's office, A, and B, what about giving me a chance to treat it myself? You know, I'd like to try a little, a little sodium reduction, maybe a little weight loss, maybe a little think pleasant thoughts, or who knows? There's all kinds of things that might help if you just don't want to do that and it's still high and consistently high, then I'm afraid you are facing medication and it does reduce the death rate. Hypertension, of course, is an important cause of strokes and cardiovascular disease. But I agree with you. I agree with you. Let's talk to Jean. How you doing, Jean? Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good. Thanks to you, I don't take any more vitamins. But
okay.
The doctor said I should have a test for vitamin D. So
mm-hmm.
She said my results were 33 out of between 30 to 100 range. So she said I should take 2,000 units of vitamin D3 daily. Well, that sounds high. When you read any of the calcium and vitamin D prescriptions out there, it says 500 milligrams is 50%. So you take two a day. So that would be 1,000. Now, doesn't 2,000 sound high?
Well, you know, traditionally, yes. When I was in school, we thought 2,000, you're getting near toxic levels. There are people out there saying, well, some people are really deficient. They should take 5 and 10,000 a day. That's definitely getting close to toxic range. I'm not sure we have enough experience to know long term what this is going to do. And I would remind you of the vitamin C decade when we all went crazy and agaga over vitamin C and we all took huge doses. We are now in the vitamin D decade. And it'll be I think vitamin D is a more interesting candidate for something more people might need to take as a supplement, but I'm not sure of that. I'm not ready to do it. Don't do it myself. Or vitamin D is supplemented in so many foods, especially dairy. You don't need to eat any vitamin C. If you get a little bit of sun in your skin is capable. It's just most of us, you know, urban living, staying indoors, we've all been scared to death of the sun now that dermatologists have finally gotten to our beach soles. And so maybe some people aren't getting enough. But when you see the studies associating lower vitamin D with every disease from A to Z, I have to be skeptical. But we'll get to the bottom of it. In the meantime, there you are. And what do you do? If your doctor insists 1,000 or 2,000 is probably okay, I'm just not sure there's enough clinical evidence to tell us it's going to do you any good. Your reading is on the low end of normal. They are notorious. When somebody says normal is from 30 to 100, you ought to be skeptical right away because that's a heck of a range, isn't it? And vitamins are difficult to assess that way because what's in your blood, if we do a blood test, for instance, is not what's going on in the rest of your body because your body, your liver, and different tissues store vitamins. You could have very little in your blood and have adequate amount in your tissues. Or you could have a lot in your blood and it's not getting to your tissues. So it's just not so straightforward. What can I tell you? In the meantime, I would not interfere with your doctor's advice, but I can at least, you know, tell you that we don't have the long-term studies yet on vitamin D, so I'm going to have to let you know that when they come in. They've been disastrous for all the other vitamins, as you've seen if you've listened to this program. And I will be following it, all right? We come back, and I want to talk about your coworkers. Any one of them look like they were capable of mass violence? I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Despite protests from hundreds of students and faculty, a UC Regents Committee has approved a 32% jump in student fees on UC campuses. Full board must still okay that plan. California's budget woes are not over. The legislature's nonpartisan, budget analyst, is projecting a nearly $21 billion gap over the next year and a half. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 11 points at 10,426. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast from ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico, who calls for sunny and dry with highs in the upper 50s at the coast. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Amici's East Coast Pizzeria restaurants have all the requisite hallmarks of a classic New York pizzeria. Handmade crust that proofed for 2 days, tomato sauce from an old family recipe, and the best whole milk mozzarella that money can buy, cooked together directly on the brick floor of an open flame oven. The finished pizzas have a foldable crust that's thin and crispy and are delivered to your table still bubbling and almost hot enough to burn the roof of your mouth. It's a simple idea, but when it's done right, it's hard to beat. Just what you'd expect from a couple of East Coast transplants who opened their first Amici's over 20 years ago. There are now 12 Amici's Bay Area locations with a friendly and professional staff serving these delicious East Coast pies with a variety of classic and contemporary toppings. Whether you dine in, take out, or have it delivered, Amici's is the real East Coast deal. Check out the menu online at amicis.com. That's AMICIS.com.
Last year, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center provided more than 87,000 state-of-the-art cancer screenings, diagnoses, and treatments. No matter what the procedure, patients could have peace of mind, knowing they were in the hands of expert, compassionate caregivers. 87,000 cancer procedures a year, but none more important than yours. Visit AltaBatesSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. Alta Bates Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Knowledge is power. The British author and philosopher Sir Francis Bacon said that in 1597. His words still ring true in 2009. So what do you know about cancer? No, this isn't a lighthearted subject, but knowledge about detecting and treating cancer might just save your life or the life of a loved one. And knowledge about cancer is why Alta Bates Summit Medical Center and KGO News Talk 810 built CancerSmart.net. Knowledge is power, and it's as close as your computer at CancerSmart.net.
BevMo presents the holiday word, save. Save is something everybody likes to do so that we can better afford that other wonderful holiday word, spend.
Right now, BevMo's got some great ways to save this Thanksgiving. Like St. Francis Cabernet, Club Bev priced at just $14.99. Sam Adams Winter Classics 12-pack, only $11.99 Club Bev. And Stoli Vodka 175, just $23.98 Club Bev.
Save Mo, BevMo.
Your neighborhood Ace Hardware has everything you need to take care of your home. Get in, get help, get on with your life at Ace, the helpful place.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. All right, what about this? If you ask employed adults, have you ever seriously thought that someone in your workplace was capable of mass violence? 26% of you say, yes, you have seriously thought that. 64% say they have not seriously thought a coworker would be capable. Another 11% are undecided. One in three men say they have held that thought before, compared to only 17% of women. 43% of government workers say they have felt a fellow employee was capable of mass violence, more than double the number among those who work for private companies. What's up with that? Why government workers versus private companies? I hate to use the term going postal. It's an unfortunate term. Post office has no more problem with that than any other industry where there might be frustrated workers who just, can snap. And then, they get into gun control. And is that the problem? Is that the solution? Et cetera. The majority of employees in the government and private companies, 66 and 52, say their workplaces have procedures to help spot troubled employees. Boy, I wonder. Okay, let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Fine, Dr. Dell. I've been a big fan of yours. In fact, I remember the only time you got food on your TV show. Do you remember that?
When I got what?
Food.
Did you say, oh, booed? Oh, no, I don't. I don't. What did I do? Start to take my clothes off or something?
No, it wasn't you that really got booed. It was what you were reporting from the American Dental Association. They recommended that you brush your teeth for 7 minutes and the audience booed.
Oh,
I'm really calling.
Yeah, tough customers. Go ahead.
I'm trying to like the Dr. Oz show until I watched last night's show, where they presented what they call evidence that cell phones created brain tumors. They had a quack on that said, well, we didn't do a study ourselves, but we took the studies out there and massaged them until they supported our theory that brain tumors are caused by cell phones.
Oh, brother, permit me to hedge a little bit here, and let me try and give the benefit of the doubt to Dr. Oz. And maybe the reason is, I know the guy, I like the guy, the person. I am most likely, remember it's Oprah that's behind this, that he is under intense pressure and is not quite sure how to handle it. Yeah, I've been there myself. I was probably the first doctor ever in history to have his own, daily network television show. And I know the pressures. And among things like the department at NBC that handled our show was a daytime department used to soap operas. And I remember we get memos from them saying, not enough people cried on the program last night. And we tried to do as much legitimate stuff as possible. But, hey, this is daytime TV. This is a wasteland. If they showed you the demographics of who watches television in the daytime, it's kind of scary. This is inside information. I shouldn't be telling you this. But the networks know that people who watch television in daytime, are not, demographically indicative of the mass of America. And that this is why daytime programming often, skews a little lower on the scale of socially redeeming value. Nevertheless, I'm sure he's pressured by, all the producers and EPs and people behind the money that, puts that show on the air to do sexy things, things that will get people to watch. It's funny. I got it was Heather, actually, wasn't it? Heather, you yesterday mentioned to me you saw a promo for it. And you immediately went ballistic just seeing the promo, or you heard a promo on the radio for it or something, and it was like, hyping this idea, cell phones, you'll cause cancer, tune in and find out when you're going to die. So I would assume. I think while you can get ratings, because this is America, we are a funny bunch, aren't we? We're so skeptical and paranoid. We don't even trust people to try to give us medicines and vaccines to cure us. But somehow we accept the most, we're also the biggest suckers in the world. So how can you be paranoid and skeptical and be a sucker at the same time? I don't know. But that stuff gets ratings. It gets ratings and creates unnecessary fear. And as you know, that guest that was on the show, I don't know who it was. I can imagine. I know a few of them, represent a tiny minority of people in the field. And even if, something, I'll tell you what, even if you could prove to me that cell phones cause cancer, I can guarantee you the uptick is teeny. Because if not, then we would be seeing a huge amount of upsurge in brain tumors. Think of all the millions and hundreds of millions of people using cell phones. Where are all the brain tumors? Right? So The fact is, if there's an effect, it's small, and if it were, I wouldn't put down my cell phone at all. I drive a car. It's a very dangerous thing. I do all kinds of things that have a potential danger way beyond what a cell phone might do for me versus the convenience of that particular kind of technology. And that's the way I make these decisions, right? All right, let's talk to Gerard. How you doing, Gerard?
Hello?
Gerard, you there? Yep, you're on the air, sir.
Okay, love your show. Got a question. I got a seasonal flu vaccination from my work on a Friday. I have two nieces that live with me in my house, and my niece got sick 2 days later on Sunday. I took my niece to an emergency room on Wednesday, and the doctor, although she took no blood work, she said my niece had the H1N1 flu, but that all she needed to do was a lot of rest and control her temperature. I started feeling sick on Friday, like a week after I got my seasonal flu vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And so if my niece, they think that she has the H1N1, do I still need to get the H1N1?
Well, what happened? You started feeling sick. Did you get a fever, get that achy, crummy feeling? So you got what you think is the flu.
Yes, I was out of work for a week.
Yeah, I would trust you. Only because in a regular flu season, if you talk to 100 people who say they have the flu or had the flu, only 40, 50% of them do, because so many viral illnesses duplicate. Why the doctors didn't do a test, we're not doing it anymore on everybody, because we're not seeing seasonal flu out there. So we really do the tests on 100 people that come into the hospital or ER with a flu, just about all of them have H1N1. So we're just presuming you got the flu, you got H1N1, because it is the flu running around the country right now. So indeed, I guess I would stick my neck out and say, if you caught the flu and it felt like the flu, smelled like the flu, tasted like the flu, it was probably the flu and therefore probably H1N1, in which case you probably don't need a vaccine. Now, I always hate giving specific information to a patient on this program because you're not my patient. I don't know all, you know, your history, et cetera. But your thinking is correct. So, and that's, I guess, I don't know. Let me ask you a quick question. Was it an average flu? Did you feel sicker than flus in the past? What was it like as an illness overall?
It was actually worse because I had really bad body aches. It was worse than I had before.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It is worse. And I learned my lesson about 10 years ago. And I've told you the story ad nauseum. But, boy, just not getting the flu was enough for me to get a flu vaccine. I did this year myself. It's just a horrible, horrible illness. You wish you were dead. You know, you sit and you... I always remember thinking to myself in the middle of the flu, like, boy, I just take my health for granted. Every day I get up, I should say, Dean, you're healthy today. You feel good because lying there in bed, sweating and chills and shaking and aches, thinking to myself, I would give anything to feel well. Anything. And I remember thinking, remind myself when you're feeling well to appreciate the fact that you get up every day and you feel okay, because it's just annoying, to say the least, illness. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK, Dr. Dean Adell here.
I want to be a giraffe. Did you know, Rosie, that they can go without sleep for weeks?
I know a lot of people who want to be giraffes. I did not know that, but I have heard that brown bats usually sleep the entire day through, and they stay up all night.
Sounds just like some of the people I know who toss and turn. They never get a good night's sleep.
Well, maybe it's time for them to get a new bed, and this is a great time to buy one during Sleep Train's Mattress Price Wars sale, which ends soon.
That's because Sleep Train has challenged the mattress factories to offer even lower prices.
So right now at Sleep Train, you'll pay no interest for 12 months on select premium mattress sets.
And save up $500 on queen and king size mattress sets from Beautyrest, Posturepedic, and the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta.
As always, Sleep Train will deliver your new bed, set it up, take away all of the old stuff free of charge when you buy before 2 p.m.
Sleep Train's mattress price for sale ends soon, so hurry in and come out a winner with savings up to $500.
Plus, Sleep Train guarantees to beat anyone's prices, even sale prices, by at least 5% for a full 100 days after you buy your mattress.
And you can sleep interest-free for a full year. Superior service, best selection, lowest prices guaranteed.
Ballet San Jose presents Daryl Gray's Pirates of Penzance, with swashbuckling pirates, damsels in distress, and all the slapstick comedy that Gilbert and Sullivan's beloved operetta has to offer. Performed with Symphony Silicon Valley and four comic onstage vocalists, this Broadway-style extravaganza explodes onto the ballet stage with tour de force dance and jam-packed fantasy, gaiety, and romance. The Los Angeles Times calls Pirates a comic romp. The San Francisco Chronicle says the audience happily allows itself to be taken prisoner. Bring the whole family. There's even a special 60-minute Saturday matinee version for very young children, offered at reduced prices and performed to a recorded score. Pirates of Penzance plays 4 days only, November 19th through the 22nd, at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts. Don't miss it. Call 408-288-2800 or buy online at balletsj.org. Presented in part with a grant from the City of San Jose.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 35%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean, it was fluffed up, and they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 35%, then call Coit at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 35% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 35%, plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
I am a real COIT customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-FOR-COIT and save 35%.
I absolutely recommend COIT to all my friends.
People you trust. Trust COIT.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Here's evidently a quote from the show. Heather found, quote, "You wouldn't put a loaded gun to your head, but you could be doing essentially the same thing every single day without even knowing it," from the Oz Show. So that's promo writing at its best, right? That's how you grab people. And I told you that study. It was the only one I know of its kind where they really looked at what audiences respond to. And American television and radio audiences respond most, this is number one, to scary negative health stories. Now, boy, I could have made a living if I went in that direction. What can I say? And if you're going to survive in daytime television, it's what you got to do. Let's talk to Duncan. How you doing, Duncan?
Great, doctor. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
Since we're speaking of Dr. Oz, a couple weeks ago, he had some of his panel of quack experts on again, and they were extolling the virtues of the female ejaculation and the G-string. Apparently, there's been new research, and they've discovered some duct work. So I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I don't know why anybody listens to that show and believes anything that they say. They just.
I'm of course, most interested in the You're funny, Duncan. They found some new duct work, you know, that's always been, I mean, a urologist will tell you it's orgasmic incontinence, and, you know, a lot of men find it very sexy. It's a whole genre of porno tapes. You can go down to your local store and you can see this, and it is what it is. And not that women do not have powerful contractions capable of expelling anything that would gain entrance to that area. And if a woman happens to produce a lot of fluid, the normal kind, well, sure, maybe you might get a little sputter or two, but it's here in the ductwork. Anyway, my thought that Duncan's reflecting upon is for 5,000 years of human anatomy, we have taken apart, you know, bodies down to the millimeter size, and no one's ever found any hidden bladder or container capable of holding, you know, a quart of fluid that is expelled at the moment of orgasm. So I don't know what it's about. And I would say to women, I think the origin of this is actually it's embarrassing. Some women are embarrassed. So if you turn it into female ejaculation, it becomes acceptable. Where I try to reframe it, and I've said this before, I don't mean to offend any of you, but, you know, gentlemen, first, ladies, ask the gentleman in your life, and I would say most men would find it thrilling that they got you so excited that you lost it. All right? Got my drift? So it's a positive thing. Okay, Let's talk to William. How you doing, William? Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dr. Dale. I appreciate your show. I've got a question for you, though, that I've heard you talk about evolution as the basis of some of your medical opinion, but can you tell me where humans, human beings and other things got the ability to evolve such massive and complicated systems that are throughout our bodies? Like,
yes, well, the issue and why it's difficult is because our brains have trouble conceiving of huge, huge numbers. If I asked you and I tell you how far is, a million light years, it's inconceivable. I mean, light goes 186,000 miles a second. So in a year, it's going to go pretty far. In a million years, inconceivable. And evolution is a little bit like the same deal, because what fuels it, and I think what you're asking, is actually, we think, cosmic radiation. I mean, there is a low level, I mean, probably 5% of the radiation you get, you know, assuming you get some X-rays, you get some this, comes from the cosmos, from the origins of the universe. And that's enough to cause mutations. And most mutations that happen are negative. And when they happen, then they're positive. In other words, giving the organism an advantage in its environment, then it sticks, because all evolution means is that organism out-reproduces all the others. And if you were a horse-like creature millions of years ago, and you got a genetic mutation that gave you a little bit longer neck, you're going to get those leaves. And if you're really serious at understanding it, and I wish people have talked to me about, there are books out there that range from evolution for Christians all the way to more sophisticated things. If you, I like the beak of the Finch. It may be more than you ever wanted to know about it, but it is a very, very, you know, penetrating look into the evolution of these finches and this island in the Galapagos and all that. So millions and millions of years enable little tiny changes to add up. So if you meant by the drive behind it, then it is the constant mutations that happen. And you see them all around us. In other words, you see two people, they have a kid, and that kid happens to be extra tall. Maybe it came from mom's genes. Maybe there was a mutation, you know, to cause something like that. And there are examples of, we've seen this now that we're taking more sophisticated looks, you can see it happening. I'll give you, do I have time here? Yeah, I'll take a minute to give you one example. A very famous one, actually, pre-war London, where the city was filthy and grimy from all the pollution, and there was a species of moth on the trees in the park. It was dark gray, and it fit with the bark, and the owls couldn't get the moth. And then they did a big cleanup campaign in London. Everything got lighter, and here's this dark moth against the trees, and the birch trees started turning white again, and the moths started picking them off until there was a mutation. Just like, say, albinism among humans, you know, you wind up with no pigment. A mutation where the moth, one moth baby or two, turned out white, and it survived the owls, and its offspring were more common, and it repopulated the entire, you know, population of moths. So as a mini example. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
What's with those ugly shoes?
Toenail fungus.
What?
I'm hiding my toenail fungus. It's really gross. I can't even wear my cute new sandals.
Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. They use a laser, so there's no pills, no side effects. Only takes about 30 minutes. I saw it on Good Morning America.
Got toenail fungus? Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors of 1-800-NEW-TOES eliminate the cause of toenail fungus in as little as one 30-minute treatment. There's no prescription medication, side effects, or anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES now to schedule an appointment. Use your flex spending or health savings account from work to cover it, and get it now. Call 1-800-639-8637 or go online to 800newtoes.com. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. That's 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday. Look for our lowest prices of the season on lingerie. Buy 2 bras, get 2 free on the spot from Bali, Made in Form, Vanity Fair, and more. Buy 3 panties, get 3 free on the spot. Look for our lowest prices on lingerie during Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday. Shop early till late, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Free item details in store. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular prices.
At KGO News Talk 810, keeping you posted about breaking news like earthquakes, bridge closures, storms, fires, traffic tie-ups, the big stories you need to know is pretty much what we do. Would you like an inside track? Subscribe to the KGO Breaking News text alerts. We'll let you know if there's a big breaking news story with an immediate text right to your phone. To receive KGO Breaking News text alerts, text NEWSDESK to 68255 or sign up online at KGORadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.375% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.375% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. That's 866-341-REFI. For details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 11-13-09, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Let's talk to Marie. How you doing, Marie?
For taking my call. Mine's 23. He has no medical insurance. He's been sick with a cold type thing for about a week, temperature of 97, has a cough. About 2 days ago, it turned from green mucus to brown mucus, just generally feels fatigued, nothing specific. Wondering if we should get him to the doctor for that or if he's getting over it because the mucus is turning brown instead of green.
Well, you know, the color of mucus used to be of grave concern to doctors, and we used to have all kinds of attitudes based on yellow, green, brown, blue, purple, and I think we've pretty much backed off it. It used to be thought that if a mucus turns colors like that, it has to do with bacterial infection in the sinuses. That's not universal. A bacterial infection, if he had it, he should be very uncomfortable. He should have a fever, et cetera, et cetera. And so it doesn't sound ominous if he's doing okay. Colds in general do not require treatment other than symptomatic. And the colors, you know, a lot of things can influence it. You know, if you drink coffee and you spit, it's brown. I don't mean to get gross on you. Brown can sometimes in body fluids imply bleeding. You get a rip-roaring sinusitis, a problem in the nose. You make a little nosebleed, or it just has to do with the nature of it. So if his fever's down and he seems to be improving, I guess I wouldn't panic at this point. But, you know, I stick my neck out a long way when I discuss that kind of a thing with you as an individual. So, you know, check if you have a doctor. You might check with your doctor. Maybe he'll do you a favor and see what he thinks. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
Hey, NFL fan, after rooting for the home team, you'll probably find yourself rooting around the kitchen for dinner options. Well, you can ignore the skimpy, unfilling diet dinners and forget those fatty, greasy man meals. Go for Campbell's Chunky Soup. Try Hearty Beef Barley. It's my favorite. Made with all lean meat and now with a full serving of vegetables. It's still filling and delicious, and now it's more nutritious. If only all rooting led to such happy results. Campbell's Chunky Soup, satisfying and nutritious.
Healthcare is scary. It's big, it's confusing, and too often it's not even about health. But at St. Mary's and St. Francis, it is about health. That's why we've made finding a primary care physician easy during open enrollment. Call 877-884-A-DOC to speak with a representative who can match you up with a doctor right in your own neighborhood. Or go to getadoctor.org to choose one for yourself. St. Francis and St. Mary's, we've taken a side on healthcare. Yours.
As a mother of four boys, our house can get pretty small. So when I discovered that we had termites, I called Planet Orange. I did a little research and found out not all orange oil is the same. Planet Orange uses XT2000 exclusively. Over 90% of it is derived from the rind of an orange. Other so-called orange oils are made mostly of other products, including petroleum. There's barely any orange oil in there.
Insist on the real thing. Planet Orange and XT2000, the only real orange oil. Planet Orange is California's largest certified certified orange oil treatment company. They completely eradicate termites using XT2000, which is 95% orange oil. It's so effective that Planet Orange backs every job with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. And the Planet Orange warranty includes a free annual re-inspection to ensure the termites stay gone. Not all orange oil is the same. Get the real thing at planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange.
Join the revolution.
We've got a guy running for statewide office, Secretary of State. Now, usually that's a pretty dull contest. At this time, it won't be. You'll meet him coming up on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose.